This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Wildfire smoke's been common in recent weeks and not always just adjacent to big fires. What factors are involved in making our skies smoky?
Smoke from wildfires is extremely complex to forecast, both the amount of smoke being produced by any given fire, which depends on the details of the fires, what kind of vegetation it's burning in. But once that vegetation burns and the smoke is lofted, where it winds up, extremely complex interaction with the air currents and how they're moving at multiple levels in the atmosphere. And we know well in Alaska that it can become very smoky, very far from fires.
Is there a specific level of the atmosphere that transports wildfire smoke over those longer distances?
Smoke from wildfires can become distributed through several miles of the atmosphere, easily transported near the jet stream level to far, far away. Now, that's going to be very high elevation, but even at mid-levels of the atmosphere, you can get significant smoke at, say, 10,000 feet transported hundreds of miles.
We've seen the sun appear orangey red or even pink pretty regularly this summer in the interior due to smoke. What causes that?
Smoke particles are very small, and they preferentially scatter the shorter wavelengths of light from the sun, the blues, leaving to our eye an apparent reddening.
Well, it makes for nice photos, especially at sunrise and sunset. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.